During a live streaming service on Easter Sunday, Pastor David Crank recalled the story of Jesus and the adulteress, adding one unusual detail.
He's digging around in the dirt, writing stuff. Some say, I've heard it preached, that, you know, he's writing their sins, so they see it and walk away. I personally don't think he was doing that. I don't think he accuses people. I think he was writing www.faithchurchstlouis.com, which is my personal opinion, but that's me.
The name of Crank's church, Faith Church St. Louis, is seldom seen without the .com. .com is part of its name registered with the IRS. It appears on billboards in town and on the sides of both of Crank's megachurches in Earth City and Sunset Hills.
Pastor David Crank wants to reach as many people as he can with the message of the love of Christ, and the internet is the way to make that happen.
Tyler Kelly is a consultant for the church's website. In addition to live streaming its services, which attracts thousands of viewers across the globe each week, Kelly has helped set up the website's video testimonials, pastor profiles, and online donation service. In addition, he says Pastor Crank has more than 11,000 Twitter followers and over 6,000 Facebook friends.
Facebook and Twitter are good ways for the pastors to keep in touch with people online and kind of feel like they're a part of everyone's lives that they wouldn't normally be able or physically able to be a part of.
Kelly says since Faith Church St. Louis began embracing internet and social media, its congregation has exploded from a few hundred 8 years ago to more than 10,000 today. It's been cited as one of the fastest growing churches in the country. According to DJ Twang, a web strategist and network developer for Worship Leader magazine, almost 70% of U.S. churches today have websites. He says they range from cutting-edge sites like faithchurchstlouis.com.
And then there's some that are just done by Cousin Joseph in the basement for free. And so you got all the way from a hobbyist, a volunteer, all the way up to professional companies that do it for the churches.
For some churches, having a strong online presence is as much about spreading the gospel as it is a matter of staying relevant in the digital age.
What we want is for people not to look at us and think that we're dinosaurs.
Marty Haas is an assistant pastor and the publications director at Grace Church in the St. Louis suburb of Maryland Heights. He says they recently hired someone full-time to maintain and update their website, gracestl.org. Haas says since Grace Church began broadcasting Wi-Fi during services, worshipers can now access the site from their church pews.
Right now, there's not a media available that I can think of that we're not already using. But as new stuff comes out, we'll take advantage of it.
A 2004 Pew Research study found that Protestants and evangelicals dominate faith-based online activity, but even traditional Catholics are adopting new technology to keep up with modern communication. With Pope Benedict XVI recently launching his own Twitter account, it's no surprise to find this video on the website of the Archdiocese of St. Louis.
Hello, I'm Archbishop Robert Carlson, and I want to personally thank you for taking time to visit the Archdiocese of St. Louis online. If you've visited our website before, you may notice our new
look. Drew Theological School Professor Leonard Sweet is author of the book Viral, which explores how digital culture is transforming worship. He says adopting new technology is a big part of the church's history.
I mean, Gutenberg changed the church and changed how people live their faith, how they access truth, how they experience God. This technology revolutionized the church.
Sweet says a similar revolution is taking place now. Faith Church's Tyler Kelly agrees, but says it's too soon to tell what religion's online presence will look like in the next few years.
We're at the ground floor of where we're going with online outreach. The sky's the limit at this point, but we're really just getting started.
I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.